I have the metronome on. Oh, okay. Let's get her done. Welcome back to the Fruit Flies, everybody's number one source for fishing and hunting tips in Northern California.
Wait, are you being like a shock jock? Is that what it's called? Sounds like a sex injury.
I was being a man.
Get out of my bed, you.
And if you're listening to this next week when we release it, then don't forget to come to Bar Part Time for Juicy Fruit Karaoke.
Oh, now this is getting kind of local.
February 19th.
I thought we were trying to aim for an international audience.
Well, for in-person events, I think it's okay. Yeah, you're just right. If you're in San Francisco.
Gay man.
And if you are good at singing, then come to Bar Part Time and sing.
Everyone should know that we're recording this in my bed, like true professionals.
We're in Brittany's bed, which means we do have several invited guests.
Oh, yeah.
There's a rabbit, a pig,
one pig,
a bear. Okay, there's three stuffed pigs.
There's five.
Yeah. Well, I see one in a leather jacket, kind of a Tom of Finland pig.
Well, those are the second tier stuffies.
Oh, my God. They're going to hear you.
They don't speak English.
Okay, since you can't see us, Brittany has maybe 7 stuffed animals on the bed and then about 10 on the couch.
Yeah.
And the ones on the couch are looking at us very forlornly. Like, why can't we be on the bed with you?
They don't go on the bed. Those aren't bed stuffies.
You hear that, IKEA llama?
Yeah.
No one likes you.
Only the bed stuffies have names. That's how I keep it from being a true mental illness.
Right.
Well, is I have distinctions. Should I tell everyone their names?
I don't think anyone would care, but you could.
Okay. I'll just go quickly. In my lap, I have baby Harriet, Horacio, who's a troublemaker, baby Boom Boom, baby Annette is somewhere around here, and then Mimi, who's a panda but thinks she's a pig.
Where's Mimi?
I've never seen
this transgender panda.
No, actually, Mimi is a very special one because she's literally wearing a bathing suit that says, Me too.
She's a feminist.
She's a victim.
This actually segues so flawlessly to one of the topics that I wrote on
the Epstein files.
Oh, well, speaking of when I was
don't you gesture with Mimi.
She is wearing an inner tube. Has she been on the island?
It's actually a scrunchie that she wears like a tutu.
Of course.
Yeah.
When I was leaving the house, Ren was like, are you guys going to talk about the Epstein files? And I was like, the what? And he was like, Epstein Island. And I was like, FTM Island?
Oh,
my ears were clogged.
Like the new Netflix reality show.
Or just like Alameda, California.
Oh, is that where they all are?
No, I think they're in Oakland, but Oakland's not an island.
Oh, yeah. Dang. Can you imagine if that was a reality show? Like the new
FTM?
The
Island.
New like MILF
the new
Manor?
Yeah. I better be the girl in the middle.
Oh my God, it literally would be you. And they would be arranged according to height.
Tell them. Oh my God. And then it's like, if you win the challenge, you get uppies.
Yeah. And actually, like, all the food in the manor is like kept on really high shelves.
Stop.
So that
that one's fucked up.
Because you know that they say on The Bachelor that they keep food away from them so that they get drunk.
Well,
but probably half of them would be sober on your.
I don't know.
No, are they FTMs drinking?
I think they're boozing and using, honey.
Boozing, having a few laughs.
They're going to the juke joints.
Rouging their knees.
You know.
Sorry, that was an amateur mistake. They're rouging their knees.
No, but speaking of me too, and this is, I think, the only
I thought you said speaking of knees too. Speaking of rouged knees.
Knees too. Yeah. Hashtag knees too.
Yeah, you can't forget them. The quickest thing to age. Too,
one of the topics that I wrote down for us today was just the very simple fact that having been transgender for 8 years.
Get out of my bed.
Oh my God.
Just kidding.
I failed the genital inspection.
Oh, the Bechdel test.
Right.
Lesbian.
Do we pass the Bechdel test?
We talk about non-men.
Fabulous.
Yeah, actually, I guess we do like
We actually mostly don't talk about
men. Do gay men count? Because we talk a lot about gay men.
Gay men.
Yeah, but we talk about other things too.
Yeah. Actually, like,
we talk about pandas and pigs and rabbits. And...
Well, actually, one of my things is all women. One of my suggestions to talk about. But back to you.
Okay. This is such a stupid thought, but I like really had it today of being upset about different things. Uh-huh. But I was just like, I think after 8 years of sort of being a woman and like really finally feeling like a woman,
you know, just being transgender and being,
or like I'm treated as one, I'm like really starting to get why feminism was necessary. Like it's like all my life I've been like rah, like,
but it was all an act. First,
but it was like theoretical. Yeah, yeah, and like after 8 years of facing the fucking indignities of being a woman, I'm like finally I'm there. I have the lived passion of feminism.
Like any, well, I mean, like how much male privilege did you really get pre-transition? You were such a twink. You were such a woman, like before you were a woman.
No, it's like, yeah, when I was wearing men's clothes, it was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, like from the little kids section. Yeah,
exactly.
With your famously Cookie Monster blue hair.
Yes, the halo of blue hair. I mean, it's only famous to you, but.
Well, because I've never seen someone get their hair so blue.
I was kind of the first
blue-haired, like, annoying, wokey liberal.
Balls to you!
Remember when that guy on the bus in Paris asked me if I was Lady Gaga?
Oh, wow, that's so funny.
Which was, like, I think it was supposed to be, like, sexual harassment, but I was, like...
But you were, like, thank you so much for asking.
I was, like, oui, c'est moi, Stéphanie.
Qui font baiser les miens.
Petite monster!
Oh my god. That's all I had to say was that, you know what? Feminism, it still matters.
Is there like a particular instance that made you realize that? Like,
not that I'm at liberty to speak of. Like, just like reflecting on emotional
mansplaining.
You know, also just like this, like, maybe this is specific to being like in my 30s and dressing kind of like whatever these days, like just like wearing all black and showing up to things without in being in like a club kid look, but just kind of feeling invisible men are not. Like, I feel like I've like fast tracked to the like middle-aged woman's complaint, which
like
is
the
like
menopausal erasure.
Why can't you see me? Why can't you see me? Like literally people like bumping into me on the train or like not remembering
when
my
you dress
face
like a stagehand.
Stop.
No, I'm just
trying to put on clothes that are like,
no, I'm totally joking. I'm totally joking.
Tired of putting on fucking clown face just to look like a somebody.
No, actually, no, I've actually been thinking a lot about this. And it has nothing to do with you. You're perfect. It has so much to do with straight men's complete lack of spatial awareness.
Fucking spatial
insane. And this was something that I wanted to talk about. And their perturbing and persistent alienation from their own bodies. Whoa. Which,
say more.
So I feel like their bodily alienation is really well illustrated by two things. And yes, I'm going to bring up the public pool again.
Wow.
Which is when I go to the public pool, I am like literally amazed by where they think their swim shorts should sit.
On their bodies.
Yeah. Like, their inability to detect where their waist is is so crazy. And I also see that in my job as a dominatrix with sissies.
Drag queens.
Where, like, they'll be, like, I'll literally be, like, instructing them on, like, how to, like, I don't know, like, sissy that walk or whatever. Literally, not even joking.
Oh my god, you're playing videos from what was her name on America's Next Top, Miss J.
Yeah,
you're like, no, literally doing the Miss J tutorial.
I am literally Miss J, and I'm literally sitting with my legs crossed and they're across the room, and I'm literally like, okay, put on this pair of like women's extra large underwear and like walk in a sassy slutty way towards me with your hands on your hips. And where they think where they think their hips are and where they think their waist is is truly crazy.
I mean, you're truly doing the Lord's work, because it's like, especially if they're going to be sissies, they need to know.
They need to, I mean,
they
need
to understand
know.
The first thing about proportion, like just a tiny bit.
I mean, I think that's why at the pool and also in the dungeon why their ass cracks are always hanging out.
Dude, because the number of ass cracks I see on a normal day.
No, because of this lack of spatial awareness or this like literal refusal to acknowledge that they have an ass.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. I mean, well, I really see it at the pool.
Do they have an ass? Like, it's often kind of concave.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's like some. Okay. There's like this guy at the North Beach pool.
Imagine he's a listener.
I honestly, he needs to hear this. In my mind, I think of him as Gerard Depardieu because he looks like
himself on the plane.
Yes, I pee on the plane. Yeah.
Well, he just like has that body type, like big tummy. So I am a little bit like, well, what bathing suit would fit you? He has a very specific body type.
Many drag queens in this city who fit the bodily description that
you know
offered,
what? And they figure out
how to dress.
The humility to recognize that your body is a visual object.
Yeah.
Like men cannot
commodify thyself.
Yeah. I mean, they just like literally want to be these like disembodied, like bossy orbs. Ooh. You know what I mean? Okay. So this guy. Okay. So actually he's going to be really mad at me because here I go blowing up the spot. But there's a sauna at the North Beach pool.
Wow.
And so I went in and I was sitting in the fucking sauna.
Wait, the sauna's co-ed?
Yeah, unfortunately. So, I mean, everyone is clothed.
Yeah, but still.
Well, I mean, you know, however.
In bathing suits.
Yes, the men are, the dads walk in with their fucking board shorts hanging off their asses. And I went in and Gerard Depardieu
comes in. Yes, I pee on the plane.
And
imagine it's actually him.
I would recognize him. And he's literally like, also he's Irish.
Oh.
He has a
Gerald
Depardieu. Yeah.
That was like
scotch. I think he was getting there.
Maybe that was Scouse.
He's probably a menace with a few drinks in him.
Whoa, the anti-Irish sentiment.
Well, just this guy. Okay, so he comes into the sauna.
All the Depardieu boys
sits on the ground.
Trouble with the bottle,
which I found weird.
Wait, maybe. He sat on the ground of the sauna?
Yeah. Ew. Even though there was plenty of room on the benches.
Okay, that's really weird.
He sits on the ground.
Is it concrete?
No, wood? It's like a, you know, redwood sauna.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so he sits on the ground. Cool. It's lovely. And immediately starts talking to me and is like, oh, like, have you been here before? And I was like, oh, yeah, I like to try out all the different public pools around the city and I recently started swimming at this one. And he's like, well, you know, the rule is you're only allowed to tell one other person that this one has a sauna. So already bossing me around and telling me what to do.
That's absurd.
And then I'm just like, okay, haha. And he's like, isn't it great? It's so amazing. And I was like, yeah, like, oh, fuck, what did I say? I was like, yeah, you know, like, I'm glad that I know about it. And he's like, well, you know about it now. You didn't know about it before.
What?
And I was like, I did know about it before. I just have never gone in before because it was my first time in there. And I was like, I guess I had told him it was my first time in it.
Why is he picking a fight with you?
And I was...
Also, why is he sitting on the ground?
No, he's like looking up at me. Well, he tells me this.
He says, upbeat.
The sad thing is that I think he thought he was just making a conversation. But everything...
But you don't think he was flirting?
No, everything was so like randomly combative. And so I was like, I did know this place had a... fucking sauna. I didn't say fucking, but I was like, I did know this pool had a sauna. I've just never been in the sauna before because all the other times I've been here, there were people I didn't want to talk to in the sauna. Oh. And that shut him right up.
Yeah.
And then...
That's so annoying.
Dude, and then he exited the sauna and started to like lecture the like lady lifeguard. And I'm not even joking.
What did he say to her? She's an expert.
He was like lecturing her on, sorry, I don't know, like the public school really district or some bullshit. Actually, his children are homeschooled.
This is lame and embarrassing for you.
I never heard him telling some. No, okay, I'm not even joking. When I first walked in, he was talking to this other mom and they were literally, I'm not even joking, having a conversation about how there's an age limit on children riding in Ubers and Waymos alone. And they
of course there is.
No, and they literally were like, it's basically discrimination against kids under 13.
No.
Yeah.
You want a 12-year-old in a Waymo?
And they said it's discrimination.
By the way, like, anyone could jump in front of, make the car stop, and then, like, open the car door and steal your child. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. So they think that's
also
discrimination.
Like, obviously, I mean, fuck Waymo. Yeah. Obviously,
and
this
fuck
isn't,
children.
This isn't,
Beedly D,
sitting on the potty. Anti-Waymo podcast.
An anti-children podcast.
What I hate even more than Waymo is kids.
Yeah,
and,
honestly.
And, like, there are really good reasons that you wouldn't put your 8-year-old in the Waymo and just, like, shut the door. It's like, no fucking shit. That's obviously a huge liability issue.
Yeah.
Like, also, when you ride in a Waymo, you're, like, not supposed to touch the steering wheel, not supposed to, whatever.
Dude, if I was a kid, I'd be making a viral TikTok in there. Or, like, making out with my imaginary teenage boyfriend.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, that's
getting fingered in the back seat. Hello.
Well, I think adults are doing that too. I mean,
yeah, but we're allowed because we're grown up.
If you are a listener and you have fucked in a Waymo, let us know.
Well, almost every gay guy I've ever met has many casual stories about hooking up with their Uber driver.
I have the feeling this man is gay.
Yeah.
It's like so normal.
Sometimes
I feel left out.
I want that.
Sometimes
well,
I feel
I'm
left
sure
out.
That you could if you wanted
yeah,
to.
Yeah, but it's not like the same.
I've had, for some reason, whenever I'm leaving bar part time and I get a ride home, it's always,
someone
hot? Do you have a boyfriend?
Oh,
well, I guess
well.
It's because I'm always in drag.
Yeah.
But it's like,
not so invisible then, huh?
Well, it's, but I'm in drag.
Oh, yes.
That's like I have
okay.
The glitz and the glam.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, I'm extremely visible when I look like a crossdresser.
Drag queens.
And then I'm extremely invisible when I just look like someone's aunt or whatever the
Wait,
fuck I'm giving.
Can I finish painting the portrait of the sauna?
Yeah,
disruption?
Of course.
Okay. So then yesterday I went and I entered the sauna with a lot of trepidation because I knew that it was... Okay. Also, this is slightly my fault because I could probably go at any of the time slots, but I weirdly choose to go during like family swim. So like
that's on you, Brittany. That's 100%
on you. I don't. I prefer like recreational swimming in zigzags and doing cannonballs.
Oh, you don't like laps?
I prefer. They're not my favorite. I would rather be like going like Napoleon Dynamite in the pool. You know what I mean? That sounds like shitting.
I love that image.
No, there's this one kid who I fucking am obsessed with.
Did he poop?
No.
Oh.
It's just him and me are always in the deep end of the recreational
weird
swimming
shit.
Hour, like literally doing handstands and like zigzagging
Aww.
Around each other. He's so cool. I'm obsessed
That's really
with him.
Cute. Do you guys talk? So you don't hate all kids.
No, he's
probably
cool.
Gay.
He's gay and fat and weird. So
love.
I love. No, I love him. He's a king.
How old?
I don't know. Like 9 or something. Well, he's probably Gerard Depardieu's kid.
I was gay, fat, and weird when I was 9 too. We
and he's brave enough to not wear a t-shirt in the pool.
Oh. I was wearing a fucking t-shirt. I took
a Lady Gaga Bad Romance t-shirt.
They qui font baiser les miens.
My height, no, like a, what was that skate brand? A Volcom t-shirt.
Oh, to try to
Volcom.
Be straight?
Why did I say it's so German? Yeah,
you were like, I'm straight.
I was like, oh, I'm straight. I just like My Chemical Romance.
You're so like, I hang out with the girls because they're so pretty.
They're so, they have such big boobs.
And they
that
smell
I look
so
at
good.
No, but when I was in high school, like my school's PE classes were gender segregated because it was a Catholic high school.
Which you would think would be good, but is really unfair to the gay kids.
Oh my God. Horror.
Is not
Horror.
Okay.
But my like cheat code was that there was a swim class that you could take multiple times.
Uh-huh.
So I took it like the maximum number of times that you could get credit for
Are
it.
Are you like really good at swimming?
That one was co-ed. No. But it was like.
Because the t-shirt weighed her down.
Exactly. So that one was co-ed so I could be in it with my friends.
Oh, okay.
But
there
then
you
I
go.
Didn't want to go into the boys' locker room at all. This
yeah.
is the second episode
you
where I'm talking about
locker
my
rooms.
They're horrifying.
Yeah, understandable.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And then.
Very
yes,
carry
I would
of
wear
you.
A t-shirt. Under my school uniform and then just like and I think I would hard cap my swim trunks on too
all day
my, yeah and Aww. Then I would just like take the layer off and then like get in the pool swim shirt on
yeah
and then eventually I got bullied so much that I took the shirt off but that was hard because it was an indoor pool so there's no excuse it's not like
it's
oh
chilly.
It's for the sun protection like I'm just
well that's also like, an incredibly dorky excuse
well that's what I would say at the beach
that's very Brittany. Ahead of the times
Yeah, so I was definitely swimming in a shirt. Shout out, if you swam in a shirt,
you're gay.
I love you.
And you're
I
gay.
I see you.
And you're gay.
You are gay.
Okay, so I went into the sauna and was like, oh my God, the fucking Irish guy's lurking around here and he's probably going to like give me a lecture about like Bitcoin or whatever. But I went into the sauna. It was beautiful. It was the San Francisco I love. It was like a leftist dream.
Amazing.
It was me, this like fucking fit as fuck Chinese grandmother. I'm not even done. She was on the top step of sweating. The sauna, yep. Literally doing like a headstand.
Obsessed.
Like literally like with obsessed. Her feet on the ceiling, like bent at the waist, like lying on her back. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. Let's have her on as a guest.
Yeah. No, I was obsessed with her. And then she like looked at me and was like, do you want the top bench? And I was like, no.
No, like, I'll pass out.
Like, you do you, queen.
I'm sickly.
Yeah, like I'm not getting in the way of your like yoga session. And then it was this duo that I've seen at the pool a lot. Mm. And it's this.
Genders?
Two males. Ages.
So you can't say boys or men.
Yeah. So
that feels so turf coded. Two I know. Male.
I actually humans. I hate when people say female or male. It makes me feel weird.
As a noun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gives me a tingle.
It never feels right. Okay, but it's like this incredibly hot, so sexy Portuguese man.
I thought you said you couldn't determine their age.
Well,
and suddenly you can, because they better be 18.
No, he's like probably like, well, I don't know the relationship between these two people, but, and then like this very like developmentally disabled, like nonverbal person. Yes. And like literally like everyone is vibing. Everyone is like communicating like through our different like language and like, yes, ability you've got, differences.
You've got Chinese grandma,
Brazilian
Portuguese
speaker.
Oh, well, wait, he's Brazilian.
Wait, sorry, he was Brazilian and spoke.
He speaks Brazilian.
He was, well, it was actually really embarrassing because I thought he was French.
Yes, I pee on the plane. Yes.
Oh.
And so to the developmentally disabled person, like I was like bonjour.
You're just talking to strangers all day.
Well,
I go silent in public. Well, you should have said boa tarde.
Yeah, it was a little bit embarrassing because then the caretaker was like, "Oh, like I am Brazilian, I speak Portuguese." You know what I mean? Like, and I was like, "Oh, like is that like racist that I thought his accent was French?"
I don't think that's racist. They're both romance languages.
Yeah, and he didn't give a fuck.
China, Brazil, and
me.
You.
Yeah.
Wasp representation.
And then who should come marching in?
No, Sonic
but
guy?
Ireland.
Ugh.
Yeah. Gerard Depardieu.
Oh my God. And did he lecture everyone?
Well,
was he like, you're not supposed to be upside down?
No, he actually like was friends with the grandma.
Oh fuck. So then you felt kind of chastened. Because you love her. So.
I loved her. Yeah. They were talking about her three sons or whatever.
Her threesomes.
Her three. Oh, yeah, got me. She could handle it. She was so flexible. I was in awe of her.
Oh my God.
But anyway.
I like that when I'm old, but that requires like starting to work on it now. Which
Wow,
your pool journey is so good. I feel like a few years ago you were really on a mission to go to every church in San Francisco, and now you're going to every pool in San Francisco.
Well, now like Christianity is so much more like obviously evil that I can't like find the whimsy.
You still go to
the
like leftist one.
I still go to Glide. And honestly, sorry, I'm gonna be hyper local and like a little bit self-righteous, but like if you've lived in San Francisco and you haven't been to Glide, like you are truly
I'm sitting right here.
Okay, you are truly missing out on truly like an not only like an iconic piece of San Francisco's history as like a radically progressive, radically inclusive like site of like justice, togetherness, and like difference making, but you're also just like missing out on like a rip roaring good time. Yeah, like literally the guest pastor last Sunday was like this 90-year-old woman, and she was like, we have a president who makes pee-pee on his chair. I said pee-pee on his chair. You hear me in the back row? Say it with me. He makes pee-pee on his chair.
He's
not okay.
Wait, is he pissing?
Yes, I pee on the plane. Yes.
Donald fucking Trump?
Oh, no. Now we've said the word.
You don't know about the diapers?
Oh, well, I guess that makes sense. Like, just from the way his pants are shaped that he has depends on.
Oh, well, it's like
also
how
old he is, like 85.
He's apparently he's been like wearing diapers for years, and like it's like a no, it's like a not secret secret.
Where, what are your sources?
Like Reddit, which is actually pretty not reputable. A bad source.
God, do we even want to get into the Epstein of it all?
I do.
I mean, it's just it's I wish that I could go to every conspiracy theorist
and shake
I've
their hand
met
and apologize. Well, you could start with my mother.
Like, I could start with your mother. I could do that, but she doesn't like that term. So
no, she literally, well, this is the problem is like, she's literally like calling someone a conspiracy theorist is like calling them a slur.
Yeah. Which
maybe in some circles.
I mean, she wasn't totally right. Cause like, okay, it wasn't the Clintons or whatever, but like,
well,
it was, well, Bill, I think was there. He wasn't the Bidens. We can say that.
Bill Clinton was absolutely there.
Yeah, yeah, but Hillary wasn't like sacrificing kids in the pizza shop.
Well, the pizza
but, like,
shop.
She
but
was
pizza?
Almost right. She was like really almost right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think like having been raised with this, with conspiracy theories and a questioning mind makes me like a little jaded with the Epstein files where I'm like, duh, wake up, sheeple. Wake up, sheeple. Why are you surprised?
But there's like layers to it. I think actually what horrifies me the most, okay, extremely powerful
we're talking
men
about it.
Being pedophiles.
And is not surprising.
Knowing
oh.
that one another are pedophiles and having proof that one another are pedophiles being part of the currency of power.
Yeah.
All of that makes sense to me.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
obvious.
Like, for sure. And that probably... like, all the fucking Illuminati shit is probably, like, partially true. Because it's, like,
yeah.
this practice of having, like, blackmail on each other
yeah.
must be quite old.
Isn't
like,
it, like, built into fraternities and all groups of men?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it just, like, makes sense. But the most horrifying things that I've... and I haven't looked at the emails directly. It's just, like, stuff that gets posted on Instagram with, like, sources from the emails. But the most horrifying parts of it to me are how many women... we're sourcing younger women, even sometimes their family members, they're like little sisters
Whoa.
And shit to participate in
yeah.
this circle and to like enrich themselves. I mean, we shouldn't
yeah.
talk about it because there's no way to make it funny and that's like where we are. But
that's
it's like,
true.
What the fuck? That's unconscionable to me.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well,
how do you live with yourself? What the fuck is going on? It's like we're all going through like psychosis right now. It's like so crazy.
No, it really is. Oh, wait, I saw like some meme that was like China has just like developed like a drone the size of a mosquito. And it was like
literally.
And the caption or whatever was like similar to what you were saying was like, I'm going to go shake the hand of every schizophrenic I've ever talked to and apologize for doubting them.
Totally. It's like everyone is a pedophile. There are bugs in our skin. We
yeah.
are being influenced and tracked. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I guess
crazy.
For me, yeah, it's not such a bombshell for me. I think, I mean, me and Nevin, shout out Nevin who's listening,
Woo.
We're texting about this in the group thread where it's not the spectacular nature, like
yeah.
the spectacularly evil nature of the contents of the emails that surprises me. It's the banality with which they are addressed and
yeah.
like okayed. You know what I mean? Like it's like
it's
literally
yeah.
like
and
one
it, it's
email.
Even that it's emails.
And they're all like misspelled.
And like all lowercase. It's like you're just emailing about torture videos like
yeah.
that. Who's emailing, I loved the torture video?
It almost feels fake.
Like it's like, what?
Yeah. I know.
It's so shameless.
Or like literally being like, sure, like press the button for creating another war.
It's
like XOXO
so
or whatever.
It is so fucked up. You know?
No, it's
the
bizarre.
Number of people in it. Bethany Frankel is in there.
Well, okay.
With Jeffrey Epstein just being like, Bethany Frankel is boring. Stop inviting
Which she's places. Not. She's very funny. But so should we talk about Carol?
Yes.
Okay, for those that don't know, Carol Radiswell from from that, well, whatever. Carol from
I think you're combining her real last name with Maxwell.
Oh,
I think she's like Radzili or something. Radzili.
No, you are so wrong. It's
like
not Radzili.
It was like Polish royalty that she married into. Or
I thought she married a Kennedy.
But he was like related to the Onassises. That's how he's.
Well, they're not Polish, honey. They're
I know,
Greek.
But he was Polish.
Okay.
It's
wait.
Radziwill.
I'm Carol Radziwill.
Before we dive into her, because there is much to say, linking gayness, or, you know, looping gay comedy back into this.
Yeah. Oh my God, he was Swiss. I'm so wrong.
Oh, well, we were both
Oh, wait,
wrong.
But he was the son of Caroline Lee Bouvier Canfield.
Well, that sounds
and
French.
And Polish aristocrat and diplomat Prince Stan. So he's part Kennedy, part Polish.
Okay, but speaking of the Onassises and the Kennedys, right. Did you see the...
We're going to have to cut, like, all of this.
No, it's good.
Does anyone want to hear about that?
Well, files? I'm going back into being funny.
Okay,
did
okay.
You,
yeah.
But also kind of serious. Yeah. Did you see the pictures of, like, the Melania premiere?
Hello?
Like, the red carpet or
my
whatever?
God. No, I didn't click any of the headlines about it.
Okay, well, basically...
Weren't they, like, paying people to go?
Well, I was just, like, looking at everyone's outfits, like, the gay wad
so
I am.
So crazy.
And it just made me... nostalgic for a time when, like, the evil overlords were glamorous.
Yes.
You know what
yes.
I mean? If you're going to be, like, an evil pedophile who's pillaging other countries, like, why are you not being, like, all Cruella de Vil?
Literally.
Fabulous.
Literally.
Wearing, like, you know, archival pieces. Like, why are you wearing literal, like, TJ Maxx sweater boots?
It's insane.
No, like, everyone present looked like a substitute teacher.
No shade to substitute teachers.
No, but, like, literally everyone, like, was wearing, like, polyester blend dresses.
Yeah. No, it's really sad.
Like, I was like, where is your flair?
No, they're simply not fab.
And they're not
I mean,
hot.
It might be because they don't have enough gay guys around them.
Well, that's actually a very interesting point. Yeah.
Because, like, professionally speaking, like, well, actually, wait. But, like, someone is doing Melania's hair.
Wait, and, like, Peter Thiel
Ooh,
is a
is
big
doing
gay.
Oh, yeah. But
I think
mean,
it has to
He doesn't
do,
have, like, a stylist or anything.
I think it has to do with
I'm not even thinking about the men.
I think it has to do with the... one of the biggest issues, if not, in some ways, the biggest issue... behind everything that's happening in the American meltdown, which is the, like, erosion of, like, class.
Class?
Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, I've, like, ranted.
I'm searching who does Melania hair.
I've, like, ranted about this before, but it's, like, okay, if we look at Peter Thiel, who's gay and rich, so therefore should be fabulous.
Fabulous.
But isn't. Yeah. It's, like, he is like...
Oh my God, her hairdresser's fucking Israeli.
Okay.
I can't tell, but he's certainly Israeli.
They all looked like they were styled by, like, Tan from Queer Eye. But, like, okay, the thing with, like, tech overlords is they see themselves as fundamentally different from, like, the old money ruling class. So they do not feel the same, like... responsibility toward
like arts.
Aesthetics,
yeah.
Arts, history that, like, the, you know,
even, like, the
ruling classes
in.
Did.
Because they see it as temporary, for instance,
yeah.
In San Francisco, obviously.
Yeah, they have no appreciation for architecture.
Yeah, but no, but I mean, even, like, paying taxes or, like,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, old money people start, like, you know.
Like, foundations.
Foundations and
yeah.
Shit. Like,
yeah.
Because they're like, oh, well, I want my city to be healthier, more beautiful, whatever. I mean, they're still exploiting workers.
But they're like, I'm going to live in the nice neighborhood.
Exactly. And they're like, my children will grow up here and they'll stay here and they'll steward my...
Yes, there's no stewardship.
There's no fucking stewardship. And, like,
there's no stewardship.
All patronage systems are wonky in the end, but we don't even have them.
We don't even have them. That's how you get the naked Burning Man woman statue at Embarcadero instead of the Valancourt fountain.
Ugh.
Because tech people are literally like, oh, you know what? Instead of, like, admitting that I'm, like, fucking rich and basically an oligarch, I'm, like, the new age oligarch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're like, I'm just a disruptor.
No, that rhetoric is actually so detrimental to, like, social functioning.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, you know what? Like, I like to slum it in the Mission, mm-hmm. But you know what? I don't like to, it's a little uncomfortable if there's not, like, a like, what do you call it? Like, putt-putt place that serves beer. So
yes.
I'm going to, like, displace an entire, like, building that houses, like, immigrants
so
that I can feel a little more comfortable, but then also feel a little quirky. I know I've said this on my Instagram before, but the tech elite is the class warfare version of the I'm not like other girls girl.
Oof.
Yeah, let that ring out.
Yeah, and I think also it's like a lot of them, a lot of them are temporary residents of wherever they are.
Yes, that's true. No history.
That really matters.
No context. They're contextless. And they're creating a world with no context where everything is remote.
Well, because it's on two levels. You have the workers at these tech companies who are earning, you know, tremendous sums, but they see themselves as eventually settling somewhere else. Like, they don't plan to have children while they live here. They don't plan on, you know, even necessarily buying property that they won't want to keep for. Like, they might buy a condo and just resell it when they move to, like, wherever. Yeah.
So there's no investment.
But then, so those are the workers. Then the founders are the, like, super rich people, like Zuckerberg or Allman or all these people. They are also, even though they probably, I'm sure they both, like, own and, like, are, you know, they have to be somewhat more invested because they need people to want to move here to work for them. But they probably have so many houses around the world that they don't really live anywhere. Well, like, doesn't Zuckerberg have, like, a fucking island in Hawaii?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that of, like, you know, old money as well. But I but feel like
even, like, I mean, we all come for Lurie, as we should. But it's like,
oh,
God, at least his family just stayed in one place. I mean, this is,
I think that was part of his appeal to whoever voted for him.
Yeah, because it's Levi's money. It wasn't just
any billionaire. No, it's San Francisco. Like, it's like, he's like R. Kennedy.
From the gold rush.
Yeah.
Know? So actually, I do think he's has tacky. Now committed the misstep that will cost him the next election.
Oh, like what? Having weird hands?
No, I mean, the creepy videos and the hands.
He has weird hands. But
no, I guess during the, it just got like, revealed, well, it hasn't been 100% proven, but during the PG&E blackouts,
oh my God,
his daughter was supposed to premiere in the star child role for in the Nutcracker with SF Ballet. And
do you think she earned that role?
I don't know.
As Clara?
As Clara, yes. We know who it is. It's Clara. And, you know, power was out for thousands of San Franciscans, but where were their PG&E trucks spotted before they helped any residential neighborhoods out? The fucking Opera House. And there are texts to the mayor's office being like, we're working feverishly to get a generator to the Opera House before the Nutcracker tonight. So there's no proof that he called and asked, but it's like, come on.
Okay, so now that's us.
So it's like, that's Batman villain behavior to be like, let the poor people sit in the dark, but my daughter will be
devastated
if she can't dance as Clara.
I'm so sorry, and that is evil, but I prefer that brand of evil to like the like techie sweatpants DoorDash mundane level of evilness that, I mean, like,
unfortunately he is colluding with that form of evil. Maybe he is actually like,
he's courting them.
He's the cross section, like the old money class is dying out and then the new money class on the ascendant, and he's like right where they intersect.
Yeah,
like, he is the liaison between old money and disgusting new tech money. Well, it's all disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's all obviously built on like centuries of exploitation and genocide, but like, it's like,
yes.
Also, why does it have to be so fucking
tacky?
Ugly.
Why does it have to be tacky?
Why does it have to be so ugly?
No, literally, have you seen Fidel Castro when he was young?
Ugh,
he is so hot.
I'm fucking Cuban, and you're asking me if I've ever seen a photo of Fidel Castro.
Well, he's hot. Am I allowed to say that? He's
my
hot.
Mom and grandma were like lighting pictures of him on fire,
and you were like, "Wait, I want to keep that one."
I was like, "Ooh, that one's for the spank bank."
No,
he's
well.
So hot. I mean, totally Che as well. Like, come on,
Stalin.
Come on. Okay,
he's hot.
Can't summon his face.
We know what I saw a picture of him last night.
There's rumors that Fidel Castro is Justin Trudeau's secret biological father.
Yeah, my mom has talked about
because
this
they, like,
before.
Look alike, and I guess he was born like 9 months after the.
So Katy Perry is his stepmom.
Wait, no, would be his like daughter-in-law, Fidel's.
Also confusing.
I mean, Fidel does have like dozens of children, legitimate.
Yeah, because he's hot. But yeah, now we have a fucking ugly president making pee-pee in the chair.
Yes, I pee on the plane. Yes.
And I'm like, can your wife at least like wear like polar bear coats or something?
Can she hire a non-Israeli gay hairstylist to do something with that flat ass hair of hers?
It's just like, why can't you be like, if you're already going to be so evil, like be like over the top about it, I guess, in a fabulous gay way.
You are gay.
No, really. I'm so with you.
You know what I mean?
I mean, the Bidens weren't particularly fab either.
No, not
but they
at
were
all.
Kind of like not there. Like, I can't even imagine
Jill Biden. I don't like think about them really.
Yeah, it's a shame that we don't have like chic or villains. Like, I feel like the rise of far right women leaders in like Italy and France and Japan or whatever, like, I think a lot of them are like
gorgeous.
Relatively chic.
Yeah. Instead, we have like, what's her fucking face? Pam Bondi.
Bondi.
I mean, I guess she has nice hair. I don't know.
She is 60.
She's 60?
I know.
Okay.
I'm like, what fucking like Whoa. Experimental stem cell
No, literally, what babies
to
was she eating?
I thought she was like, because I was literally like, oh, well, she's definitely in the Epstein Files, because how would a woman her age have that job? And then I was like, oh, she's actually 60. That's Whoa. Crazy. She looks like 45.
No,
Max.
Literally. So do you think Carol...
I'm Carol Radula.
...culpable because she's was a friend of Ghislaine? Do I Ghislaine. Say her name wrong?
I think it's Ghislaine.
Okay.
Also, she's British. Did you know that?
I did know that, yeah.
I only... Because I saw that video this week where she's like, unfortunately, I have to plead the fifth.
Oh, and the thing like, where she's like,
she's British?
I have unlimited toilet paper in prison.
I didn't see that.
She got like unlimited toilet paper in exchange for being like, Donald Trump is not in the Epstein files.
Oh my. This is so embarrassing to be.
Dude.
An American.
No, I know. Like, I mean, they've already.
The
like,
fuck?
In the EU, like, people's. Who've been mentioned in the Epstein files, like whole careers are being ruined and they're being disgraced. And there's
yeah,
like,
yeah, I mean, they're probably just getting replaced by, you know, whatever, equally evil people. But yeah, well, there's at least a
reckoning,
a charade of accountability.
Yeah.
Wait, charade? Facade? A charade
yeah, same
of accountability.
Yeah, charade,
like,
yeah.
Here it's just like, I mean, literally, oh God, we've been talking about this for like 20 minutes.
Well,
it's not funny, but it, like, the DOJ publishing the files and redacting the predators' names and not the victims, which is the inverse of what
no,
Congress asked them to
no,
do.
I know.
That is like, that is so.
And they're like, oopsie
crazy.
Daisy, it was an uh-oh or
they're
whatever.
Like, oh, we thought the women were the ones doing something wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, what? What
yeah.
the fuck? I literally feel crazy. But.
Yeah, the psychosis is imminent.
And also, like, the urge to just, like, lay in bed and watch reality TV because the psychosis is so...
But then we
imminent.
Watch reality TV and then Carol
and then
is on the screen and she's like, literally, Ghislaine took her fucking
author
photo.
I know, I mean, the path I was trying to go down was, like, oh, I want to resist the, like, homebody depression... sweatpants
spiral.
And slippers urge, but
yeah.
It's like that's hard. It's challenging.
I will say that people will have this very like witch hunt narrative where they're like, oh, like if anyone's name is mentioned in the fucking Epstein files, like they're automatically like guilty or whatever.
Right. I think it's more complicated than that.
Well, I guess I'm literally just
like you can get invited to a party and not go.
This is what I'm saying. Like, people are like, Bad Bunny had Lady Gaga in his halftime show and she was in the Epstein files or whatever.
Wait, Gaga's in the files?
Well, I don't know what's true or what isn't. But I guess it just made me think broadly on this concept of like proximity to evil and like the like possibility or impossibility of not knowing or like what one's like complicity in that is. And I don't really have like a firm answer either way, but I guess from my perspective working as a dom, like it's not like really surprising to me that people could be really, really close to someone and have like no idea like what like dark secrets they're carrying around or honestly like what they're up to, you know?
I mean, there is a before and after though, right? Because like the first time he was tried was like 2011 or something. I can't remember.
Yes.
The year, but it's like obviously if you're corresponding with him after that,
you know.
You're
either you're either directly complicit or you're like forcing yourself to overlook it because you think that
you
it,
want like access to power.
Exactly,
or
that
whatever.
It promises.
No, and it's something. So true. Actually, fuck, I just learned this term. I can't remember what it is, but there's a specific term in like industries. I was like reading an article about what's his name? Ron Jeremy, the like porn star.
Yeah. Kind of like the first porn star I ever heard about.
Yeah,
when I was like 10, everyone was like, "Because
he's like
Jeremy
really like
a big cock." Oh no, it's because he was on VH1.
Yes,
he was on what was that show where they're all in a house?
The Real World.
No, that's
Big
the MTV
Brother
one. The VH1 one. Oh my god, wait, this is gonna really crush me. And then that fuck, VH1 show on The Surreal Life.
He was on it.
Yes, and Ron Jeremy was on it, and also. Who's that singer who's like, Gucci, Gucci, cool?
Oh, yes, yes. With the big blonde hair.
Yeah, she's an icon. And also the guy
who plays...
Isn't her
name like Coochie?
No. No.
Well, anyway, I was reading...
Wait. We can't move on until I find her name. I know. Yeah, Vanilla Ice was on it. Charo.
Yeah.
She's
who won? Is there a winner?
I don't think there's a winner.
Well, basically, I was looking at Ron Jeremy's Wikipedia page and about like how there's like a term, an industry term for when everyone knows that someone's like trouble, but no one acknowledges
Wait,
it.
Was he bad?
He's like a serial rapist.
No. Oh my God.
No. Like,
I had no idea.
I know because
I thought he was kind of like a like Hugh Hefner-esque, like good time, whatever, beloved,
yeah,
but sexual man. That's horrible.
Oh, yeah, no, like, there's, like, so many allegations, and now he has, like, dementia.
Of course, that's convenient.
I think he really does, though. There's really, like, horrifying images of him.
More than a dozen women have accused him of sexual assault. Wow.
Yeah, but I brought up, like, another incredibly depressing thing, just to be, like, there's, like, a literal term when it's, like, so I'm kind of, like, contradicting my earlier point to be, like, sometimes you really have no idea what's going on, and then sometimes... everyone knows but like doesn't want to like say it out loud or whatever.
Humans are social creatures, which means that we're also kind of
liars,
cowards, or like because the fear of getting pushed out of a group that this person, whoever it is, belongs to is like so strong.
Sorry, now I'm like determined to figure out what that term was. The missing stare.
The missing stare, like a stare on a staircase.
The missing stare is a metaphor for a person within a social group or organization who many people know is untrustworthy or otherwise has to be managed, but around whom the group chooses to work by discreetly warning newcomers of their behavior rather than address the person and their behavior openly.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy? I'm like, whoa, so this is just happening everywhere?
As someone who straddles academia and nightlife, I'm like,
There's so many missing stairs.
Like,
I know.
There are no stairs on the staircase because there's so many missing stairs.
I know. It's like rather than like make structural change, it's like, oh, just be careful of that stair.
Literally. Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like when, oh my God, that is such a scary, scary image. Also, like a staircase that's missing a stair.
Yeah. Should we move on to something more?
Something a little.
Update.
We have 7 minutes till we hit an hour.
Oh God, we've really just been... bringing it down. Do you want to hear my problem with pluribus?
Pluribussy?
Some stupid drag queen is going to probably maybe... I don't know.
I think actually the
is anyone watching?
Speaking, I think it came and went. I think it was like in November.
It did come out in November, yeah.
It did, yeah. I feel like around the holidays, everyone was like, pluribus, pluribus. And then like I didn't start till January. And yeah, I just started. Fucking Valentine's Day.
Okay, here you go, everyone. Here's the problem with pluribus on Apple Plus
pluribus
TV and why it'll never be the next Breaking Bad or whatever.
Is that what people say about it? Oh,
well, it's
by the
same
guy.
The reason is because the main actress has a raging case of pickle voice.
No, I disagree.
And for those...
I disagree.
Maria, I'm sorry, but this is an objective fact. Listen to the way she says... I'll imitate the way she says, Albuquerque. Albuquerque.
That's not pickle voice.
That is pickle voice.
She's playing a terse lesbian.
With pickle voice.
I just think...
Actually, he has like an addiction.
I think she's so stunningly realistic. I mean, she's so unlikable to me, but like, yeah. I actually think that that actress is doing an amazing job of portraying like a lesbian alcoholic.
Lesbian.
Who like, yeah. you kind of would avoid. Like, you're like, oh, even if I have to work with her to save the world, like, I'd rather just not.
Yeah.
Like, she's so fucking annoying.
I heard the combination of her
pickle
voice, and her like soft cotton Gap t-shirts makes it really hard yeah. for me to like,
it's so realistic,
engage with her as a character.
She is so three-dimensional to me. Like, I really feel like I don't like her, but I know her. Like, that woman exists.
Do you know how I coined the term pickle voice?
Pickle.
So the first person I ever met that had pickle uh-huh. voice was actually a very similar character, but
oh, really?
Was real. Was my lesbian
fabulous
sixth grade PE teacher.
Oh, wow. And you know, I had one of those too.
She had crazy pickle voice.
What was her name? Coach K or Coach L? Coach N? Coach P for pickle?
Or pussy. I really don't remember, but I do have a vivid memory of...
Mine was Coach L, to be clear.
For lesbian?
No, it's like some Italian last name. I can't remember. She had like spiky short hair. I loved her.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. I'll shut up.
We were like, you know how like sometimes PE was also like social issues time?
Yeah, or when they would like put in a VHS and it'd be about, like, learn to line dance. And it'd be like, this is a fucking PE. Did y'all not do that?
No, we didn't do that.
We had like a dance unit. And I remember being like, this isn't dance.
We had a pickleball unit. And the bitch.
Oh my God, that was so ahead of the time.
Well, the bitch just. The bitch just kept saying pickleball. But pickleball. I want to relay.
Okay, you're going to play pickleball with a pickleball racket.
For perhaps the genesis of my career as a fruit fly is it was like PE and she was leading some sort of like social issues, like bonding
LGBT
circle.
Rights.
Well, and it was like, okay, everyone like raise your hand and share a time when you said something and you were misunderstood. And I guess I had the class with my friend at the time, Lily, and I raised my hand and I was like, me and Lily sometimes tell people that we're gay lovers. Okay. And people think it means that we're lesbians, but actually we just love gays.
You're fucking lying. You did not say that in sixth grade.
I swear to God, it is such an imprinted memory because I remember the lesbian.
Where's Lily now? Does she still love the gays?
I think she works for the Food Channel.
Okay. High probability that she's working with gays.
And I remember her dad was really fabulous. And once one Halloween he dressed up as a Freudian slip. So he dressed up like Freud and wore a slip. He always did give off gay energy.
I mean,
in
he
a
was
wonderful
wearing
way.
A slip for Halloween.
And like a Freudian beard.
I have the feeling this man is gay.
I wish I had thought of that. That's
no,
really
it's brilliant.
Smart.
And no, I'm not making this up. It was such a defining moment because I remember the pickle voice PE teacher was like literally like stunned into silence and like didn't know how to proceed.
She probably worried that you were like mocking her.
Well, because everyone else was like, I was misunderstood when I said that my family doesn't like me or some whatever, oh whatever God. The fuck.
Wait, that's so iconic. Okay, well, you and I are also gay lovers.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
We're lovers of the gays.
And we're touching feet, everyone. We're touching our size 10 feet.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm kind of a 10 and a half.
I ordered some
Honestly,
shoes the
I
other day.
Honestly, I usually buy 11s.
I made the mistake of sizing down the other day and bought some 9s.
Oh my God, never.
It was foolish.
Come on, your tranny feet cannot fit into 9s.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Being transgender.
No. 10s. We're perfect 10s.
We got some ha-has in there, maybe.
Yeah, it was like 30 minutes on the Epstein Files. I hope everyone can handle that. All right. Goodbye, everyone. See you next week.